Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain. Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today, we're going to give an update on how we're doing on our goals for 2024, because we talked about that at the beginning of the year. And spoiler alert, it is now February, mid-February, when this podcast episode comes out. And so I recently sat down at the end of January and just reviewed my goals. I think it's really important to not only set goals, set some accountability for the goals, but also review them regularly. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that we've learned so far this year, how things are going, what's working, what's not working, and just hopefully inspire you. If you set some goals or you didn't set some goals, now's a great time to set them or to stop and review them. Before we get into that though, Jesse, I need to congratulate you on your new position. Coach Jesse.
Oh, whatever. It's not official yet.
Well, I think by the time this podcast episode comes out, it will be official. We're waiting for your background check to check out.
Yeah.
Jesse is very likely, I guess, 99.9% sure that you are going to be the assistant coach for Silas's baseball team at school, the middle school baseball team. And they're just waiting for the background check to come through, which I had to laugh because we...
Been through so many background checks.
Yes, with foster care, you have to do all sorts of things like get fingerprinted and fill out so many forms and have so many different people check the boxes for you. So anyway, but I'm excited for you to get to do that. And I think you, how many years has it been since you were coaching?
Three, I think. Would that be right?
Did you coach whenever we had Kirsten?
No. No, I think I stopped whenever Kirsten came.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So it's been...
Oh,
well, yeah, close to 4 years. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited for you to do that. And I think that it's fun for Silas and you, kind of something to share together. And we haven't quite figured out how I'm going to sit on the sidelines with three little children, but we'll figure that out when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. He was excited for me to and wanted me to throw my hat in the ring. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Yes. And I just think it's fun for you to get to spend that time with him, to just be part a little bit more involved in his life than to sit on the sidelines and watch. So that'll be fun as the year progresses. And then you'll have 3 to 4 practices a week.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot and heavy season this year too, because we're going to be doing probably 3 to 4 games a week.
3 to 4 games a week, 3 to 4 practices. Mm-hmm. Well, depending upon when the games are and all that.
Yeah, so, I don't think we'll be practicing much once the season starts.
Mm-hmm. Also, for the record, hot and heavy, I think, is actually not a term that you want to be just
throwing out there.
Throwing out there, but I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure I used that one time on Instagram, and a lot of people let me know that that was
They were hot and bothered.
That was just something I probably. Didn't know because I was kind of sheltered growing up. Anyway.
Kinda.
We have made it to this. This kind of goes along with our goals. We're talking about that. But we have made it to the letter C in our date nights. We're doing ABC date nights this year. And it has been so much fun. Pick a letter and just plan the date around that. For A, we went to, let's see if I can remember. I know we went to Ace Hardware, very long time, which, by the way, do people know Ace Hardware has this whole section?
At least our Ace Hardware does.
Well, a lot of people told me theirs does too. All of them
Maybe
do.
Maybe it's a new thing.
But go check your Ace Hardware because there's this whole huge section in ours of women's jewelry and clothing and gift items. Now, I didn't even look at the prices. I was just kind of standing there with my mouth open like, who thought up this idea? This is brilliant because the women can shop and they probably buy more because their husband is in there for so long. And then he stays in there longer because she's okay because she's shopping. And it just turns out to really work in the store's favor.
It is fascinating the way that they have the store laid out. Now that you mentioned that, I'm thinking about it because on the other wing of the store from where all the women's stuff is, there is a whole section of grills and gear and apparel that for guys. I hadn't even thought about it. It's a kind of, and then they have like all the hardware stuff in the middle.
So as you walk in, you get distracted by all of this stuff that you didn't know that you all of a sudden need.
Yeah.
As you go back to buy that one bolt for your whatever, you know, you come out with a whole new grill and three shirts. Anyway, so our A-Day, we went to Ace Hardware. We went apparel shopping. Had to dig a little deep for that one. But Target, we were looking for some jeans.
Well, C stands for creative. So you have to be creative with the titles here.
And then, we went to Onyx and Alabaster. We were thinking it was Alabaster and Onyx.
I got that
local coffee shop. But we, you know, get to make the rules. So that was our A-Date. Our B-Date, we went to Best Buy. We looked at Aura Rings. I think that's how you pronounce it, which... it was something that I am wanting to do for my year this year, where my word of the year is health and that focus. And so tried them on and researched more about them there. And then we were going to go to another bakery or a bakehouse, but it was closed because we went on Sunday. So instead we went to Five Daughters Bakery, which you can never go wrong with. If you ever are in the Franklin, Tennessee area and you like donuts, go to Five Daughters Bakery. Maybe if you even don't like donuts.
I think they have them in Florida too.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They have a paleo donut, which I know that sounds like an oxymoron, a paleo donut. And a lot of people have let me know that probably back in the days of the cavemen, they didn't have donuts, but you never know.
No, you don't know.
You never know. And also I'm like, what are the days of the cavemen anyway? But paleo seems to really purport this thing that everybody back in a certain time period was cavemen, but were cavemen. Anyway, they have amazing paleo donuts.
Did they have cavemen in the plains?
In the plains?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like...
because there's no caves in the plains.
That's true, yes. Apparently people who believe that everyone were cavemen did not grow up in Kansas. Because if you grew up in Kansas, you would know that there's not really any way to be cavemen in Kansas.
You'd have to dig your own cave and a dugout.
So that was our A and B dates. We're getting ready to do our C date, which I'm still figuring out. We have one idea that we're for sure going to do, but I'm still figuring out. We've got to do one more than one. So I'm still trying to figure out what the second one is going to be. And I've got a lot of options. We're going to figure that out. We'll keep you posted. I just finished a book called Words with God by Addison Bevere, and I have a confession to make, and that is last year I did not do a great job of always finishing the books that I had the author on, and I really wanted to, but just life happened. This year I'm working very hard to make sure that I'm actually reading the entire book before the author comes, because I feel like I'm able to ask much better questions and just provide a better interview for everyone whenever I have read the entire book. But I got the opportunity to have him on the podcast. And so I was so intrigued by our conversation, really wanted to finish his book. And I did. And I deeply loved the book. He is a wordsmith. And the way that he talked about prayer and our relationship with God and our relationship with other people and just so many theological things. He did it in a way that just moved me at a deep level. And so I would highly recommend this book if you have struggled with prayer, if you just want to have a deeper prayer life, if you have questions around, does prayer really work? What's the purpose of prayer? Words with God by Addison Bevere. And you can also go back and listen to the podcast episode that I did with him. It was also fantastic. What's saving my life this week? Well, I got this dress off of Amazon, and I have not really worn many dresses for quite a long while, just because I've been nursing and dresses aren't really practical when you're nursing. But I got this dress off of Amazon because I'm almost done with nursing Micah, and I loved it. And yes, it's a prairie dress, which Caitlin said that I have fully stepped into my Ma Ingalls era, because if you've been listening to the other podcast episodes, I am now... Have we mentioned all the things that I'm doing? I don't know, because it escalated really quickly.
It's like snowballed.
Escalated from sourdough. Yeah. It started with sourdough, and now we've moved on to, which I still am doing sourdough and absolutely loving it. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But then it's moved on to kombucha, kefir, or kefir, however you want to pronounce it, and then sauerkraut. So we have four different things fermenting in our kitchen.
Did you feed chickens this morning?
We do not have chickens, but I...
No.
I did ask for a juicer.
No.
And I want to get a grain mill. And I've been researching...
We've had that before,
though. I know it broke. And I've been researching how to buy different things in bulk and different farms. And anyway, this sourdough thing is the gateway drug, as everyone says. There's something about it. It unlocks some part of your brain that you didn't even know existed up there. And all of a sudden you become this homesteader or something. But this dress, yes, I'm just going to fully embrace my Ma Ingalls era. And I was actually wearing it outside, gathering sticks in my bare feet on Sunday because I wore it to church. And I thought, what have I become? I was gathering sticks, let me clarify, because I was making fire in the fire pit. I don't really have any. I was going to give a good explanation for that. I don't really have anyone other than it.
Oh. You were just burning the stick. It's
fine. Anyway, so we'll link to the dress. I just really love it. It comes in a lot of different colors, and there are two different styles. And there's a coupon code. There's been a coupon code on Amazon for it. And so I don't know when this podcast episode, when you listen to it, if it will be there, but hopefully it will. And it makes it a really great deal. The dress would be somewhere between, depending upon which style and size and color, somewhere between $24 and $28 shipped. And it's just really comfortable. And you can dress it up, dress it down, wear a jean jacket, wear a sweater over it. It's just a very versatile dress and super, super comfortable. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. And I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer. If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for, and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it, and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service, and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing. You go on their website and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style. And you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is. Maybe you're looking for casual clothes. I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for. And then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Okay, so our 2024 goals that we've already alluded to some. Before we start into that, I wanted to read this email that we got from a listener that I thought was so good and insightful. This is from Alyssa. She said, I'm listening to your podcast right now and I'm nodding along. It was a podcast.
Was she falling asleep or is that nodding in agreement?
I mean, you can interpret it however you want. Okay. She said, I realized a few months ago, this was a podcast episode that we did, I believe on, she doesn't say here, but it was about me winding down at night and turning off my phone.
Could have been falling asleep.
That's true. I realized a few months ago that my self-control impulse control is way lower at night than in earlier in the day. I've realized when I get on social media at night, my self-control to exit out is so low. Early in the day, I can hop on for 10 minutes and hop off without a problem. And so she was just saying she really appreciated sharing that. And I just thought that's so insightful. She said it a little bit more succinctly than maybe I did on that episode. And it's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I think it's because there's not as many interruptions. Like during the day, you see, oh, the dishes need to be done. The laundry needs to be done. This child needs me. I need to finish this. I need to go here. And so you're typically not going to get kind of swept into the vortex of social media for hours, but something about once you kind of go into your bedroom and you, it's like the dishes and the laundry and the needs and all of that don't exist. And I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to check out. And even though you probably have a lot of things you need to do, somehow once it's past 8 p.m., you can slip into that vortex and just, I mean, honestly, sometimes it'll be like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
It goes by and you're really like, fast.
What on earth? It was just 9:30. Now it's 11:30. So I thought that that was just a good reminder. And with one of my goals for 2024 is to shut the internet off, no screens after 8:30. And for me, that has been the most challenging goal. And by that, I mean, looking at what I have and how I'm doing, because I've been tracking them. That is the one that I am a little bit behind in. Because my goal was to have no screens after 8:30 p.m., 300 days. And I am currently at the pace that I'm not going to hit that goal. So I need to step it up and do a better job. But I've just found that that's the one that really... Like, tonight.
There's so much that we do on screens. Like, if you want to start planning for the next day, I mean, a lot of that information is on our phones.
And for me, it's usually business stuff. I realize how much I can just do that tonight. And then I'll think, these three things are only going to take me 45 minutes. And I start at 7:30 and all of a sudden it's 8:30 and I've only done one and a half of them. And so I think it's really retraining myself. But I have found that once I kind of open up that door of like, well, tonight it's just not going to happen. Right. I'm not going to get offline by 8:30. Then it's like it unlocks the portal. Then all of a sudden I can be like, okay, so I'm just going to look on some things on Instagram. And then pretty soon it's 45 minutes, an hour later, and right. I have researched someone's whole life history on Instagram that I don't even know, that has nothing to do with anything that I ever need in my life, but they were really interesting. And yeah, so just being honest there. But so I'm almost hitting that goal, but I'm behind. That's the one goal that I am behind in. But I have done a really great job with, I'm almost in line with my goal to finish 75 books over the course of the year. So we'll see how I do with that. I have taken 5 Sundays off, and my goal was to be offline 40 Sundays. Sunlight before screens in the morning, that one is going so well. Just, I feel like it's become a habit now that I just do without thinking. Mm-hmm. I get up, and before I turn on any lights, before I turn on any screens, I go outdoors, take a walk. I, at least the few mornings in this year that I haven't gone out and taken a walk, very first thing, I've at least gone out on the screened-in porch and saw the sun, or waited to turn on my phone until the sun came up, which is what most days happens. And then 90 grams of protein, this one has been interesting because I feel like it's very much becoming a habit as well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because usually that's one of the hardest things to do.
Well, and people keep asking me, they keep saying to me like, Crystal, how are you getting 90 grams of protein? And I know some people eat a lot more than 90 grams, and that sounds like a small amount, but it's typically, if you're not doing bodybuilding, they say, now some people disagree with me, but basically it should be like 0.75 grams for
your body weight
times your body weight is how you come up with that number. And so I just set the goal that I eat 50 grams before lunchtime. And so how I do that is to eat a really high protein breakfast, usually chicken, eggs, cheese, something that's like just straight up protein, no carbs pretty much for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Really want to have something to balance my blood sugar, and try to eat by around 8 a.m. every morning. And then usually I have a snack mid-morning. And I know some people think you shouldn't snack, but I just usually am quite hungry by about 10:30. So I have a snack, and usually I eat a peanut butter and honey sandwich made on sourdough bread and also cheese. That's my mid-morning snack. And so between those two things right there, that usually equals up to be 30 grams of protein. And then I also have either chai tea or decaf, not chai tea, sorry. Chai means tea. I'm being very American. Chai, excuse me. I will have chai with usually some stevia or Truvia and half and half. And then I put collagen protein powder. You found this kind that mixes really well. Most protein powders do not mix well.
I'm actually surprised that you've got that to mix really latte. Well.
But it does. And I think you have to have certain kinds of teas or a decaf latte. And you don't put... I found that you need a large mug of it, or you put you split it in half in 2 mugs. But anyway, so I usually have that, and that's 20 grams of protein. So right there, then I've had 50 grams of protein before lunch. And by doing that, then it's quite easy by just prioritizing protein to get the additional 40 grams of protein by 7 p.m. or so, which the other thing I've been doing with following the circadian rhythms is trying to eat during the daylight hours and not eat much after it gets dark. Technically, if you're really following circadian rhythm, you shouldn't eat at all when it's dark. That's the time for your body to be sleeping, resting, restoring, not eating. But I haven't gotten there yet, especially because it gets dark at like 5:30 right now. So working on that. But So that's kind of how I've been doing that. And then my time outside, that's the other area where I have not been hitting it. And but I am so excited because I got 47 hours. I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
47 hours in January.
Yeah.
In January, we had 9 days of bitter cold. I was in Kansas when it was even more bitterly cold, and there was hardly any day in January that was sunny or decent for Tennessee weather. Mm-hmm. And so for me to get 47 hours in January when we had snow on the ground for 9 days and so much cold, I was very excited about that. And this month in February, it's been a lot nicer. And it's super easy most days for me to get 2.5 to 3.5 hours outside. So I'm encouraged by that and excited for where I'm at. And my other goal was no refined sugar. Well, I should change that. It was to only eat refined sugar twice a week. And I've been doing a very good job of that as well, which has shocked me. Mm-hmm. And again, I feel like it's building these things that are becoming habits that you've just found replacements, or you've just kind of incorporated this into your life so that it's just happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really, really encouraged by that. So that's just a little overview of my goals. Some of them, I had 22 goals. There's some that I haven't touched, like painting the house and some other things like that, we've got time. Mm-hmm. But I'm just encouraged in reading devotions to the kids and reading to the kids and my own devotions that I'm doing and everything. I wrote a post that went through each of my goals and did an update. So if you are interested and you want to see all of my 22 goals plus the update on each of them, we will link to that in the show notes and you can go check on that. Jesse, was there any updates that you wanted to give us on your goals for this year?
You know, I am really enjoying using the Strides app. Mm. That's what you used last year and I had it.
That's what I'm using.
Yes. And you're using it right now. Mm-hmm. And the way I had it set up, it wasn't optimized for tracking what I needed to track. So when I changed the goals, it's been really fun using it. Just looking at mine, I'm really good with my sleep hours. I've got a goal to... Okay, whenever you put it like this, it sounds... For when you put it in terms of a year, it's 2,600 hours of sleep. I see if I'm reading that right. By December 30th.
Well, that would be correct because...
Yeah. It's an average of 7 hours a night,
basically. 1,000 hours outside is three... That's not even... What is that? Wouldn't even be 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be correct.
But, and so far, so good on that one. And I'm kind of socking away some hours.
That's what you want to do, though. Yeah. You would rather be ahead. That's what I'm trying to do with some of these things, because you never know, are we going to have a season of sickness or, you know, something that's really unexpected? Let's sock away the hours.
And then on my 600 hours of cold shower or cold tub minute, or I'm sorry, not hours, minutes. Definitely not hours.
I was going to say
definitely not
600 hours.
Okay.
Of cold showers.
Gotta clarify that one.
Sure that you're gonna survive this year.
Nope. And that's see
600 minutes.
That's got an average of about a minute and a half to 2 minutes per day. And I've got a surplus on that one as well.
Good job.
So I'm doing 3 minutes in the morning when I do it. So I'm trying to get up to at least 12 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. And then exercise, I'm behind. I'm supposed to do at least 30 minutes. It comes out to a little bit over 30 minutes a day. And I've been trying to do an hour over the last few days because I'm about 6 hours behind my pace right now to have 200 hours by December 30th. Then 2,000 pages of a nonfiction book read. That is totally tanked. So, yeah.
You can make that up.
And then I got my other one is 2,000 of pages read or listened to a fiction or nonfiction book. So I'm really going to be on the lookout for a good audiobook to listen to and try to make that up.
And so the Strides app, for those of you who haven't seen me post about it on Instagram, I actually think in my habits, my goals highlight, which we can link to that. I show the Strides app and I give some screenshots and show how to use it. But the thing that I love about it is that if you put in a yearly goal, or you could put a monthly goal, a weekly goal, whatever, but it tracks how much you need to do every single day. And then you put in how much you actually did. And so then you can see if you're on pace or not, like right. you were talking. And you can see if you're in the red, if you're in the green, how much you're in the red, how much you're in the green. And my goal is every single item in the green. And I, you know, I'm not hitting that with my time outside or turning the phone off at night by 8:30, but it tells you also what you need to hit per day. Mm-hmm. If you're behind, how much you need to be hitting per day. And then it also tells you if you were to stay on the track that you're on the pace that you're on, what you're going to hit by the end of the year. And I just find it super motivational yep. every single day to be putting those numbers in and to seeing kind of it moving up and going in the right direction. Or like you said, oh, I really need to step up the pace with these things. Mm-hmm. It's February. I've got time. I can do this, but I don't want to have that mindset of, oh, we got plenty of time exactly. the rest of the year.
Exactly.
Chip away at it every single day.
And there's also other ways that you can track your goals as well. Like if you want to have a certain streak, if you want to do it like a certain number of times per week, you know, you can track that, or you can, if you're trying to build up a habit, there's got so many templates in this app that you can use for tracking. It's a pretty cool tool.
Well, it's rare that you and
I know.
Have an app that we both
well,
use
it's just
and
rare
love.
That you love an app. That's,
that is very rare. Yes. So I highly recommend this app. And we do have the paid version. There is a free version that you can try 3 goals out first. I highly recommend doing that first, making sure that it's going to work for you before you do the paid version. It's not very expensive, but I just always say,
yeah.
don't spend money until you know for sure that you're going to use it. So I tried it out and I was like, oh, this is great. And I've been using it, I think since the beginning of summer last yeah. year, because that's I was trying to get a certain number of hours. That's when I kind of started being like, I'm going to set this goal of hours for the summer. And I realized, oh, this mindset works really well for me versus I feel like I used to set more of a every single day I want to do this mm-hmm. kind of goal. And I feel
agree.
Like the overarching over the course of this time, I'm going to hit this many really makes it. It works really well for me because it allows me, like you said, does you know sometimes you're going to stock up extra hours. And so then you have that surplus, or some days you're not going to be able to do as much. And so you gives you more flexibility.
The other thing I like about the app is that it's in the family sharing it with Apple, with the iPhone that we have anyway. So when you buy the subscription, anybody in your family that's a part of your family plan can use it.
So that's a way to really maximize mm-hmm. it and your the money that you spent on it. So there's a little update on our goals. Like I said, if you want to see all of my goals and an update on each one of them, check the show notes for the link for my 22 goals in 2024. Before we close, one, I would love to hear from you. If you set goals for 2024, how are you doing on them? What have you struggled with? What has worked well for you? Send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. And secondly, if you have not gotten our 10 weeks of money-saving menus, this is a product that we released recently, and we've been hearing from so many people who are loving this, finding that it's saving them so much time in the kitchen. They're finding some great, delicious meals, which I love because I put our family's favorite recipes in this. And then also, it's saving them money because these are all money-saving menus. They are recipes that we've used over the years that have helped us to keep our grocery budget low. But if you have not gotten that yet, we are offering a completely free week right now so you can check it out, because I don't want you to spend money, like I was talking about the app. I don't want you to spend money on something if you're not sure that you're going to use it. So you can check it out and see what it looks like. Try it out for a week completely free, and you can download that. So we'll put the link to that in the show notes so that you can go and try out 10 weeks of money saving menus. And if you decide that you love it and you want to purchase it, make sure that you use coupon code podcast when you go check out. We're not offering this deal anywhere else. Use coupon code podcast, and that's going to give it to you for $9. So you can get 10 weeks of money saving menus for $9, less than $1 per week. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.